Still, still, without ceasing, I feel it increasing, this fervour of holy desire, and often exclaim, let me die in the flame of a love that can never expire. So said Madame Guyon. The flame of her love for God and his for her was never extinguished. She went through many trials and stood through the flame. Sometimes when we are in the flame of God's love, it feels so exquisitely painful that we're seeking all the time to escape from it. But he requires that we stand in it, like Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego dancing round in the flames there and finding that there were four of them. God does put us through fiery trials, but it's so that he can burn the dross off, that our gold might be refined. So if you find yourself standing in the fire this day, begin to rejoice, to thank him, to stop crying out, to be let out, but to see what that flame, that fire of those circumstances is doing. It's the fire of God's love that will not allow any impurity in your life to stay, because it would damage you and the relationship that he so desires to have with you. The fire burns for you, not against you. The fire is the flame of his love. God bless you as you think about this today.